Shvius, Perkhes, Mishnah, Tess, 8, 9. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that one may not smear Shemitah oil onto utensils, and if one does, then he would have to, as a penalty, purchase new foodstuffs at the value of the oil, treat it as if it had Kedusha Shvius, and eat it. Here, Mishnah Tess talks about a different case, the case of anointing specifically leather utensils. The idea being that when it comes to leather utensils, the oil is absorbed into the leather. That being the case, the Mishnah says, "Or shesachu b'shemen shel shvius." If you have a leather item which is smeared with oil, that's Shemitah oil, Rabbi Eliezer omer yidalek. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have to actually burn that leather. So he holds it's more strict than the usual case of anointing utensils. And the reason is because, as the Melecha Shlomo explains it, that the oil goes into the leather and it remains there. And that being the case, eventually the time for beer will occur. And when beer occurs, there's no way for you to get the oil out of the leather. So it retains its requirement for beer, and therefore you'll be forced at that point to destroy the leather utensil. The Chachamim, however, disagree. They say, Chacham Omrim, Yochal Kenegdo. They say that the halacha that applies to leather utensils is the same as any utensil, and even though the oil is absorbed into the leather, but that is its biur. It's now destroyed, it's lost from the world and gone, and that's sufficient. And therefore, there's no special biur requirement for the oil that's absorbed in leather, but there still is the general requirement to be yochal kenegdo, to absorb the penalty, if you will, of having benefited from Shemitah produce in an inappropriate or forbidden way. Amr lefnei Rabbi Akiva. The people of this midrash said to Rabbi Akiva, Omer hai Rabbi Eliezer, or shesachu v'shemen shel shvius yidalek. They had repeated over to Rabbi Akiva exactly what it says in the beginning of our Mishnah. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you anoint or smear with Shemitah oil leather products, then the whole leather product has to be destroyed. You'll recall that Rabbi Akiva was a student of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and that being the case, Rabbi Eliezer was his Rabbi, and therefore he said, Amar lahem shesoku. Rabbi Akiva says to the Talmidim, be silent. In other words, don't spread that false story about Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Lo omer lachem mash Rabbi Eliezer omer bo. He, Rabbi Akiva, actually says, I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer said, because the Shita is exactly the other extreme. His Shita is not strict, but actually so lenient that I don't even want to let people know how lenient his Shita was. And that being the case, Rabbi Akiva holds that Rabbi Eliezer never held such a thing, that Yidalek has to be burned. And according to at least one Shita in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Eliezer even held that it was totally permissible to anoint leather with oil. But Rabbi Akiva simply says here, don't spread the word about the false psak, and I'm not telling you what the real psak is. All that aside, the halacha follows the chachamim, meaning that there is a general prohibition of smearing Shemitah oil onto any utensils, but there's no difference between leather and non-leather utensils. In all cases, you would have to be yochel kenegdo, you'd have to be penalized by spending the same money as what you benefited from the oil onto the utensil and buy new food. And that's halacha l'maisa across the board. Anytime you get a forbidden benefit out of Shemitah produce, you'd have to be yochel kenegdan, you'd have to spend the same money all over again to purchase other food and treat it as if it were Shemitah. But if actually you destroyed Shemitah produce, which is forbidden, but didn't get benefit from it, then you wouldn't need to yochel kenegdan. There's no requirement to spend new money again. The penalty is only when you benefit illegally from Shemitah produce.